today. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise.
Singing a song of praise, not a bad thing. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello, welcome back to our conversation. This hour, focusing on lots of things about your life. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta is off today and tomorrow. Richie's in the edit suite. So we have Jennifer and me focusing on what Dr. J. Kumar refers to as your light. Your light. There are lots of people who understand what light is. I remember, light is, you turn on the switch and light, okay, the light bulb goes on. Now, can you use that as an analogy? Jay, I wonder how many times people have come to you and asked about that with regard to your living your light. You have a website, and you've certainly over the years been teaching things to help wake people up, and that's basically the theme of what you do here when you're on our program, trying to wake people up and help them understand how to live better. Flipping the switch is a pretty good imaginative way.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I when I give my card out to people, my company, Living Your Light, people ask me, are you an electrician? Is that what you do? And I was like, no.
Electrician for your life. I like that.
I'm an electrician for your life, to turn you, switch you on, baby. Really here, like, Living Your Light is really about manifesting and cultivating the power of our light, our brilliance, our authenticity, our joy, our happiness, in all aspects. You know, we talk about in many traditions, you know, becoming enlightened.
Right.
And I say light, our light is nothing more than connecting to our truth, our power, our spirit, and really living our every day of our life as a good day, and just knowing that happiness, joy, and prosperity are not external conditions that happen to you, but rather something that you cultivate from within.
Well, here's the business about the light, if you will. I think the analogy, maybe, at least I'm using it this way today, because my sense is, and I don't know, you know how there's a groundswell and all of a sudden you feel like, okay, there really is a change going on, or really somebody has turned on the light, or people are getting it, or whatever it is. I'm pretty critical, as any fool who listens to the program knows, about the media and what it is that the news media, especially, how we're manipulated by it. It really is troubling me. And so I think that at first there may have been a problem, or I perceived there was a problem with this, as the new media, the so-called news media, new news media, it gave people hope in that they could find news sources and information in a different way. And then the old news media is trying to use the new news media to keep itself relevant. And you know what? It's not working.
I love this analogy that you just used about switching the light. You know, the lights were switching on inside of us.
The moment
each of us can understand and really just know intuitively that we have this deep, immense power within ourselves, that we don't have to have the news telling us how to feel, how to act, and what to do.
Yep.
It comes from within. And, you know, I know both all of you were talking earlier today about the Conrad Murray case, Michael Jackson's doctor.
Right.
One of the things that I was thinking about today, the theme for today I'm going to talk about, is the neuroscience of health and happiness. And you look at Michael Jackson, or a lot of celebrities, externally they have, they're wealthy,
they have
you know, nice homes, great cars, but internally they're miserable.
Yeah.
They have no sense of internal joy or happiness.
Well, you know, I was talking earlier about that with regard to how, you know, I'm one of the things I think is going on is a shift. People are getting the fact that the corporate countries, I'm a guy who believes not in the extra taxation and all the other things, because I think we need to be encouraging business. But the other side of it is business is showing its ugliness by contributing, because they're allowed to, so much money to the campaigns of some of these people who will act in their best interest.
I think that's what I was getting at earlier, is that we tend to define culturally as well as individually what true happiness is by what we're told. You know, buy this car, get this job, get a beautiful wife or husband, have great kids, buy these clothes, and you'll be happy. But guess what? That's not what authentic happiness is about. And so what I'd like to talk about today, I'll start before our break and I'll continue on for the rest of the show, is that we're now understanding, and I think something that I've been really kind of advancing in this, you know, in this segment of the show here on Good Day, is that we have within the power of ourselves, the power of our thoughts. And what neuroscience is telling us now is that the power of our thoughts, the power of our intentionality, and the power of choosing to be happy all comes from within ourselves, and specifically our neurobiology in our brain. We have, I think, you know, I'll put money on the table in Vegas on this. I think the next big revolution in humanity is going to happen when we wake up and understand the power that we all have within ourselves and the power of human thought and the power of human potential.
It will get jogged by Facebook or things like that. And that is to go one step further and sort of complete what I started a few minutes ago in terms of where are we waking up and the awakening, if you will, living your light, however you want it, the flipping of the switch. There are all kinds of allegorical ways of coming up with the words. But in terms of, I'm using Herman Cain as an example because I see where all of the news media wants to dismiss him and Ron Paul. But yet, every place you go, there is this, okay, who are these guys? There's a curiosity about them that might not have been there if there were not ways of finding out what the real story was on them. And there wasn't before the advent of the new media that we're using now. So people can just go find out more about it. They hear a little bit. They want to find out more. They don't need some news broadcaster to bumble and fumble his way through a story on television. They're irrelevant now.
Social media is really having an immense power on the people waking up. And I think a quote I mentioned before, and I'll say it again, because I think it's so appropriate. The power of the people will overcome the people in power.
Yeah, that is a good line. I like that. The power of the people overcome the people in power. Dr. Jay Kumar is here. Check out his website, jkumar.com, K-U-M-A-R. We continue thinking about what it is that brings about health and happiness, the reasonableness of expectation, if you will. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Why do women everywhere love Double Wear makeup? 15 hours staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of Double Wear in a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary. Quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So, to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free pension and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's 17 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and I have Dr. Jay Kumar here for his weekly visit. We are online at DougSteffens.com. You can watch the video stream if you would like. And we engage you. We ask you to engage. I think that's part of what anything that's two-way, you have to be engaged. Anybody who's on the radio got to engage people on the other side of the speaker. Same thing is true with a lot of the new media. The reason it catches on is because it's engaging. And here we are engaged because of whatever it does to our brain. That's part of the neuroscientific side of this, Jay. How our brains work. What actually do you, that's what makes the world go round, is different things appeal to different people. And it gets to you in a different way, the message and.
Yeah. You know, something that we were talking about before the break was that I really think the power of social media enables us to really, to feel a connection and feel empowered because we get to contribute our voice to what's going on in the world. And one of the things that I would like to talk about today as part of the rest of the theme for the show is how we can begin individually to cultivate more meaning and purpose, but also more health and happiness in our life. And one of the things that's coming out in neuroscience, I kind of want to just give the framework to our listeners over here. My background has studied neuroscience quite in depth. And one of the things that's coming out is this understanding that the brain can rewire itself. And so what this is a term that's called neuroplasticity, but without getting too technical, neuroplasticity describes the ability for every one of us to have our thoughts literally rewire our brain. And so here's a really good example. So all of you can our listeners, maybe Jennifer and Richie and Doug can probably you can probably relate to this. How many of you remember every single insult or every single negative experience that's happened to you versus compliments and good experiences?
Absolutely. In fact, I got like 3 compliments the other day, and then I got 1 insulting thing, and that's what I dwelled on, even though I got 3 compliments in the same day.
So that's a great example.
But why would that be then? Why? What is there about our brain and our wiring? Because I'm the same way. I'm changing it, though. I'm getting
exactly
rewired.
Exactly what
now.
I want to talk about. We have there is a concept which is called the negative bias our brain has. And the phrase I'll use, which kind of like encapsulates this, the mind is like Velcro for negative experiences, but Teflon for positive ones.
Why?
And there's a reason for this. Okay, I'll tell you why. There was a study that was done at the University of Washington. I'll get to that later. I'll kind of get to answer your question first. We believe in neurobiology. There's a biological reason why this happened. When our ancestors, let's say, where you had a negative experience or you're being chased by a lion, that was a pretty terrifying experience. Your brain had to react to, restore, and recall that memory in order to survive.
Survival equals bad news and reacting to it, it sounds like. All right, we'll have more of this coming up in a few minutes. Dr. Jay Kumar with us here on Good Day.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do 3 things right away. Number 1, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number 2, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number 3, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Roberta, you doing okay today?
I'm fine, darling. How are
Very
you?
Very nice.
You got snow there?
Well, the last thing I heard was the surf pounding against the sands. And it's not Iwo Jima, the sands of Iwo Jima. I believe it's the sands of Santa Monica. Not too much snow here. Although I did have snow in Baghdad over the weekend for the first time in 100 years, so I guess anything is possible.
Is that the cold day in... did I already make that joke?
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Join the party. Doug Stephens, good day.
All right, time for our birthday list. Today is the 29th of September, Jennifer. And so we start the list. Oh, a guy who's, you'd recognize this fellow's face as he was in all kinds of movies and television shows early on. He played Hondo on SWAT on television. He's 87-year-old Steve Forrest. Do you remember him?
I don't think so.
Steve Forrest. Also, old-timer today, Bum Phillips. I always love that name. He was the... Houston Oilers football coach for a long time, born in the state 1923. Anita Ekberg, who was born in the state 1931, was in La Dolce Vita, War and Peace, and a number of other. Not exactly a genius, but she looked the part, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean, Jennifer?
A little bubbly, is that what you're trying to say?
No, she kind of had the same endowments
bubbly.
That you do.
Yeah, she
bubbly.
Had girls.
Yeah, she had girls, yeah. All right, next up, Jerry Lee Lewis, who is 76. He's the guy that was responsible for the song that I so often like to talk about.
Yes, the one that you don't quite know the lyrics to, right?
Great, but I guess that's a matter of conjecture. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. That was number one song for him. Born in the state 1935, he also has Goodness Gracious, Great Balls of Fire, Breathless. He is a cousin of Mickey Gilley. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah. Also, another one of his cousins is Jimmy Swaggart. Probably somebody
really?
Not telling too many people. Yeah, Jimmy helped introduce him to some of the girls in the family. You know what I mean? All right, so Jerry Lee, born in the state 1935, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's pretty much the beginning, 1986. Happy birthday to Mike Post, who is responsible for any number of... So let's see if I can go through his list of accomplishments, okay?
Okay.
Won Grammys for the following television themes. The Rockford Files. The theme from Hill Street Blues. The theme from M.A. Law comes after L.A. Law. Cause we
oh,
all know
L.A. and M.A. Law, yes.
Yeah, right.
Sister show, the spinoff.
Yep. The main title of Murder won. That was the Emmy for that. He got the, let's see, he won for Baba Black Sheep. He did the theme to Chips, The Knight Rider, Magnum P.I., Greatest American Hero, The A-Team, Hunter, Stingray, Quantum Leap, Doogie Howser, Silk Stockings,
oh
Martial Law, Sins of the City, Law and Order, That's his deal.
But did he do anything big?
Well,
a lot of TV shows.
They're on. That's it. Mike Post, happy birthday to him. Up next is Mark Farner. This is their best song, Grand Funk Railroad's Bad Time. He's the guitarist for Grand Funk 58 today. Crank this up, Mike, will you please? Time to be in love. We're an American band. Walk like a man. Yada, yada. Happy birthday to Patricia Hodge today, an actress who's in the heat of the day, The Shell Seekers, Diamond's Edge, Dust to Dust. You'd recognize her if you saw her. Ken Weatherwax played Pugsley.
I loved him.
Adam's Family is 56 today. Jill Wayland. Vicky on the Love Boat.
Oh.
Rex Melissa. Remember him? Won a Nobel Peace Prize for being the founder of Polish Solidarity. And Brian Gumbel's birthday is today. Happy birthday to him.
What do you do after you become the world's greatest player of an arcade game? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. More after this.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. Every day, over 6 million older Americans face the threat of hunger. In just 2 years, the number of people suffering more than doubled. That's why I teamed up with AARP and AARP Foundation for the Drive to End Hunger. We're determined to put a stop to this problem, but we can't do it alone. Join the fight by texting HUNGER to 50555 to make a $10 donation to AARP Foundation, because with more and more people going hungry, every second counts.
Message and data rates may apply. You will receive 2 confirmation texts. Full terms at mgive.org/T.
Jason Cram spent thousands of hours honing his skills at Zookeeper. His winning score was 38 million points. Now he teaches other gamers how to get a high score. Cram likes to play video games in public, in an arcade surrounded by other players who watch you win but hope you'll lose so they get a turn. One of his favorite haunts, according to Go Magazine, is FunSpot, the largest arcade in the world. It's located in Laconia, New Hampshire, and upstairs is the really good stuff. The American Classic Arcade Museum has 4 types of Donkey Kong, 6 different Pac-Man games, and over 20 old pinball machines. And best of all, you can play them. I'll link to several gaming museums on our website. There's even a brainy one in Washington, D.C. that covers 140 years of gaming history. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my Graham to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles and do it together. Caltrate helps.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal vinyl Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Quit your day job. Anyway. Not advisable.
Although, what about my morning job? That's okay.
I don't know what it is. I keep picking up my glasses with my fingers, and I get my fingerprint on the glasses.
Oh, that's annoying. You've got to keep one of those little wipies next to you so that you can wipe off the print.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm using my shirt at the moment. You can follow all that excitement. We are streaming live video at DougStephan.com. Jennifer and I are having our weekly conversation with Dr. Jay Kumar, the focus on neuroscience of health, happiness. If you go to the Better Living box at DougStephan.com, you'll see an outline of what we're discussing here, neuroscience, health, happiness, how is there that your brain, that is how your brain works, will lead you to health and happiness. You got to understand your brain. You don't have to, but if you want to understand why it is that you are the way you are, perhaps this is a good place to start. One of the things, the literal and figurative side of this, Jay, I think I told you, some people have heard me talk on the air about EECP, and that's an electrical impulse method, a therapy, if you will, for building new micro little cardiovascular, veins?
Neurons.
Neurons, thank you. And because there are little things going on in my heart that I need to have sort of a capture, realignment, I'm going to do that probably in Los Angeles this winter in January. It's a 30-day process, and you go in for an hour and a half. And the pulsation of this machine actually creates these new nerve endings in the little capillaries, so it brings blood to places where there may not be as much blood. And the reason I bring it up is because the doctors have decided that it will also affect or help my brain.
Yeah.
Because your brain needs to have blood, like
yes.
Everything else in your body. And because you're standing upright, the last place for the blood to go, especially if you have compromised carotid arteries or any kind of...
Or if you're a man.
Jennifer.
Well, you know,
you have some, you, Jennifer's trying to tell us that she doesn't have an appendage that takes all
that
of her
sucks
blood,
all my blood away.
Blood away. Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer.
Maybe that's why women are more smart.
That could be. Yeah, women are smart. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what I was saying earlier is that, kind of touching what you were saying, Doug, right now, is that we really need to understand the power of our brain, the power of human thought. And you mentioned how people can follow the, you know, what we're discussing here on the Doug Stefan website. Also my website, drjkumar.com, also Facebook, Dr. J. Kumar. I have a whole blog I posted on the neuroscience of health and happiness. And one thing I mentioned earlier before the break, and Jennifer, you kind of validated this, is that many of our listeners can probably relate to this. I can, if you're like me, like most people, I can remember every single insult that was given, you know, since the age of five.
Yeah, we were talking about that just to go back a little bit.
So,
we
asked
the question, why do we have this negative bias?
We have this negative bias as a survival mechanism. And so basically the analogy, the example I gave is that if you were an early human and you were being chased by a lion, you had to store that memory and remember it and recall it as a life-threatening experience for you to survive, you know, in the future. So literally, our thoughts and our experiences quite literally are wired into our brain. And here's the thing which is really interesting. Because we've now discovered the brain is plastic and the brain is malleable, something called neuroplasticity, we can actually reconfigure and dissipate those negative thoughts. And so here's an interesting study which came out at the University of Washington about a few years ago. It takes up to 5 positive experiences to outweigh a negative thought. So one way we can dispel all the negative thinking that we have been programmed into wiring into our brain, number one, is to focus and choose what we want to take in. And so, Jennifer, you gave a really great example how yesterday you got 3 great compliments, but that one insult kind of just threw dispelled all the compliments you got.
And even when I was trying to say, I mean, I was telling myself, you got 3 great compliments today. This is just one little thing, but, you know, but it still, it really sticks with you.
It does stick with you. And so it takes, we really have to cultivate and kind of train the muscle of our mind, of our brain to really become happy. And so here's a nice, something I'll share, you know, maybe for you guys as well. If you say something insulting to your girlfriend or your wife, it'll take 5 really good compliments for her eventually to forget it. But we can – the power of thought is really what I'm trying to underscore here. We can choose what we want to focus our mind on, what our attention on. If we want to focus on that negative compliment, well, it's going to –
The question people are asking, why would you want to hold on to that negativity? What's in it for you?
There's no, aside from it being a instinctual survival mechanism, there's no long-term benefit for you holding on to negative thoughts. So one thing which I really am so, I'm a big advocate for, you know, for something I do every day. I think I've told you this, Doug, and all to our listeners. Every day I wake up in the morning and make a personal affirmation, something like to this effect. I wake up today feeling empowered, healthy, vibrant, happy, and whole. And you can, if you just kind of have it in the background of your thoughts as the foundation for your day, no matter how many insults or negative bombardment we get from our media or other news sources, as long as you can cultivate that basic foundation, that's a really important way to begin, you know, to really dispel all and rewire the neural negativity that we have programmed into our thinking. Another thing that we can do, believe it or not, which neuroscience is now saying, is cultivate these neurons, which are called mirror neurons. I think I've talked about this in previous shows. Mirror neurons were just discovered about 15 years ago, and basically what mirror neurons reveal is that our human brain is wired to feel empathy and compassion and love to others. And one way to cultivate these mirror neurons is to do certain forms of exercise, certain forms of meditation, Tai Chi, that really go and cultivate a sense of inward sensation and inward self-awareness, inward self-inspection, if you will, introspection.
Yeah, all right. You're laying a lot of things up here. I want people to sort of let this soak in for a few minutes. All right, hold on. Dr. J. Kumar is here giving us lots of food for thought, how to overcome this negative bias that we, unfortunately, more often have, all of us, than not. Some people are more successful at getting over that. We'll talk a little more about that after we talk about something else that's a little more mundane, like your feet. Your achy, what's that song, achy, breaky heart? We can change it, Jennifer.
Achy, breaky heart.
Achy, breaky feet. You got achy, breaky feet? Then you need the folks at Dr. Scholl's to custom fit those orthotic inserts so you will have happy feet. Happy feet is preferable to ugly, unpleasant, and hurt, sore feet. Don't suffer anymore. Try Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotic inserts. You can go online to drscholls.com and get a location for the Dr. Scholl's kiosk. You go in, you step on it, you get their foot mapping technology, which is revolutionary. It'll measure the arch type and pressure points on your feet, and then it'll spit out a recommendation for the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support and relieve your tired, achy, breaky feet. You don't have to call anybody. Just go visit drscholls.com. You'll find the closest store. You don't have to call them for an appointment. Just go in and get the technology used so you can figure out what's going on with your feet and you can get a sort of prescription to fix it. They're guaranteed, these orthotics, guaranteed to work or you get your money back. DrScholl's.com. Visit now. Get the closest store and the Dr. Scholl custom fit orthotics that you try will make it better. You will start doing more, and that is a good thing.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Like everyone else these days, you need to save money every way you can, and O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Get great prices on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right and looking its best, like quality tools, name brand motor oils, appearance products, and a lot more. Save big at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why do women everywhere love double wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of double wear in a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary. Quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Dr. Jay Kumar is here on the Good Day program. We're talking about neuroscience. This is not the kind of stuff that people should run away from. In fact, you ought to be curious about your own brain. I think that's one of the things that this post neurotic era that comes as a result of all the electronic evolutions and revolutions that are going on with media and with the tools that we use to get media has given us sort of a blasé. We could become zombified if we let ourselves just spend. And this is, I think, the sad thing is it is happening to a lot of younger people. And the neuroscience that you're talking about gets short-circuited. And I'm not trying to make a pun. This is reality. If you let a child sit in front of a television screen or any of these screens before they're 3 years old, you're killing their possibilities later in life because they're wired not in a way that they can understand it, and so everything gets jumble-bumbled, and that's where ADHD comes from and bipolar stuff and all these things that may be part of what your reality is, but they're exacerbated by having all of this stuff in front of you that you can't handle when you're that age.
Yeah, you know, one thing, as I said, the great quote I mentioned earlier is like the mind is like Velcro for negative experiences.
That is a great expression. My God, that's a great expression. Yeah.
Yeah, and so when we are bombarded with negative images or negative thoughts, whether it's from our media or from other people, these begin to create what's called a neural net, and these begin to cement in our thoughts, and we respond to life, and we kind of have that be the framework of our worldview. But one thing that's being really discovered now in neuroscience is that the brain can be rewired. The brain can be reconfigured to dispel these negative thoughts or these negative energies. And one way to do it, which I think I'll focus on today, is to give people more compliments, to really value people for who they are and not to dismiss compliments when you get them.
Right, and don't be dismissive in the way you deliver them.
Yeah, don't be like, whatever.
Right, you have to be, you don't have to be, but it doesn't have any value if you're not
sincere.
Sincere, and then don't apologize. Sort of people say,
really think my hair looks okay? I think it looks awful or something, like that.
So that's a great example, Jennifer, of like dismissing a compliment because that reinforces the negative bias. Like, really? You think so? Because it creates more doubt and low self-esteem.
Why would you eat more of my chicken soup? What's wrong with my chicken soup?
You know, my challenge, Jay, I'm gonna add to your advice today. I think our challenge for everybody is compliment a stranger with a legitimate, nice, authentic.
I have a friend who does that all the time. She always says, hello to everybody. You look great today.
I had someone come out of the drugstore by my office the other day and say, wow, you look so pretty. You're very happy looking today.
Happy.
I didn't know who this woman was at all. And I thought, really happy? You knew where I just came from. But, you know, that was a nice thing to
say. But see, now that's it.
And I know. I dismissed it in my brain.
Do not dismiss it. All right. So that's the word. This is to be continued. Jay, thank you. As usual, check all of this out at Jay's website, drjqmar.com. And you can connect with him if you are lost. Just go to DougStephan.com and look for his picture. It's 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
A national crisis. The head of the Fed using that term to describe the unemployment situation. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In a question and answer session with an audience in Cleveland yesterday, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said the U.S. labor market is in a national crisis, pointing to a jobless rate of nearly 10% for a few years now, and 45% of those people have been out of work for 6 months. Bernanke said this is unheard of and called on the White House and Congress to develop methods to help people find work, train people for work, and retain their skills. And that brings us to the U.S. Postal Service, where rallies are being held across the country by postal workers fighting to keep their jobs in the face of planned cutbacks. In New York City earlier this week, Patrick McNally of the National Association of Letter Carriers spoke out against a proposal that would do away with Saturday mail delivery.
If they went to a five-day delivery, what would happen is businesses that rely on the post office would have to lay off their people because they don't need them because they rely on the post office. If the post office cuts back, business would cut back.
The Postal Service is running a huge deficit due in part to so many of us using email and online bill payments. California Congressman Brad Sherman says there's another problem that has led to this massive shortfall.
Post office is being forced to make contributions to the federal retirement system that really are not necessary for postal employees, and that is putting a strain on the post office that they are reacting to.
Postal officials are asking Congress to change the health and retirement plans for postal employees to help save money after years of red ink. Whether this is enough to ward off substantial cutbacks and the possible closure of thousands of post offices across the country remains to be seen. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.
Bermuda.com/archiver.
On Wall Street, a triple-digit loss for the Dow, dropping 180 points yesterday to 11,011. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices fell 3.25 to $81.21 a barrel. It was day two of Dr. Conrad Murray's involuntary manslaughter trial in L.A. He's accused of giving Michael Jackson a fatal drug dose in June of 2009. Prosecutors yesterday recalled the final events of Jackson's life. The court heard a playback of the message Dr. Murray left for Jackson's personal assistant, Michael Amir Williams, on the day Jackson died. Williams testified that Murray told him Jackson had a bad reaction and described the doctor as frantic. We've got a recall to tell you about. The Little Tykes Company is expanding a recall of its toy workshop and tool sets. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says another 1.7 million of these sets are being recalled because they contain plastic toy nails that can pose a choking hazard. These sets were sold from 1990 through 2004 at stores across the country. The Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, began at sundown last night. The two-day celebration begins a 10-day period known as the High Holy Days, which culminates with the more solemn Yom Kippur, which is known also as the Day of Atonement. This new year, by the way, is the year 5772, and in synagogues across the country and around the world, the sound of the ram's horn, the shofar, will be heard today. And to that we say Lashona Tova, which means have a happy and healthy new year. Closing notes. In the Here We Go Again department, another satellite is falling to Earth. Look out! This one probably will hit my windshield. This German Rosat satellite is smaller than the recent one from NASA, chunks of which splashed into the Pacific last weekend. Germany's space agency estimates the landing will occur in late October or early November. Where, of course, is anyone's guess. Finally, let's talk coffee. And as we brew a cup, we give you a survey from the folks at Career Builder and Dunkin' Donuts. And to no one's surprise, nearly half of the people they spoke to said they are less productive at work if they don't have their coffee on a daily basis. And I'll tell you this, I'm no barista, but I've been doing lots of research on this topic lately, and I've been making a lot of coffee, and of course I've been drinking it too. Some people tell me it's having an effect on my behavior, that I'm a little nervous and high-strung, but I think I'm perfectly fine. In fact, I think it's time for another cup. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.